Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see a Jew.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See, the podcast, season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey pod people, Engineer Adam here, jumping in for a quick second to let you know about the brand new all-in-one platform for all of you creative podcasters out there. Anchor makes it easier than ever to make a podcast. It's free to use and has all the creation tools you need to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Plus, Anchor will get your podcast set up on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever podcasts are found. Even better, Anchor helps you connect with sponsors, even if you're just starting out. It's the perfect choice for podcasters, so make sure to check it out. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. That's anchor.fm. Back to the show.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It begins with no more than a hum, a soft hiss of static that gently prickles your skin, the kind of sound that says that somewhere, something is starting to change its course and come flooding over you. You ready yourself, waiting for the righteous power to consume you. The sound hits, and within minutes, you're crying uncontrollably, laughing hysterically, dancing manically, arms flailing, somehow one with the strangers around you. The floor heaves enough that the person next to you literally levitates, your body following suit, lifting you inches off the ground. That's the feeling of life being shifted by live music and the beating heart of our new podcast, This Must Be the Gig. My name is Lior Phillips, music and pop culture journalist and live music fanatic. I grew up in Cape Town, South Africa. My first experience with the magic of live music came when Michael Jackson and his gargantuan statue self came to Cape Town on October 4th, 1997, just a month shy of my 12th birthday. My home was full of South African greats like Mango Groove, Yvonne Chaka Chaka, and Johnny Clegg, but seeing these artistic heroes live in the flesh utterly changed my life. Since then, I've spent years traveling around the world chasing that very moment. I've gone to gigs and festivals from Iceland to America, Australia to Portugal, reliving that mystic experience of finding poetic beauty in a really overwhelming world. It's not just about having fun. It's about feeling alive, using all those five senses to become one with the moment. I've made it my career interviewing artists, telling stories, and learning about the gig that changed their life. While the world has gotten really loud, more chaotic, busier, live music is an experience that exists in a real space and time. It's unfiltered, unedited, it's pure emotion stretched to a massive scope. It's a place to come face to face with extraordinary talent, toe to toe with a fellow fan. Through this podcast, you'll get a behind-the-scenes look from artists, festival founders, costume designers, photographers, tour managers, celebrity fans, and more about how live music has changed their world. For starters, we've got the brilliance of Shirley Manson of Garbage.
To lose yourself in the role of a rock star or a pop star or any kind of cultural star and drink the Kool-Aid, so to speak, is so much easier. And that's why I think a lot of people do it.
Tim Burgess of The Charlatans.
You know, when we came off, people came up to us and they were saying, wow, that was just like watching New Order in the 80s.
Oh my gosh. What? So, did you faint? And Eleanor Friedberger.
You know, I always used to say, like, being in a rock band should feel like you're in a street gang.
This Must Be the Gig captures the feeling of singing along with thousands of other fans. The lights flashing, the roar for an encore, the second that the whole world outside this perfect, beautiful moment disappears. Oh, this must be the gig. This must be the gig. Must be the. This must be the gig. It must be the.
Must be the.
Bibimbap. Can I have bibimbap at the gig? This must be the gig. That was good.
Consequence Podcast Network.